This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Drivers on the frozen Kuskokwim River may experience a smoother ride this winter. Alaska Hovercraft, a company that delivers mail, is using a new vehicle called a piston bully to grade the ice road. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
There's a new machine on the ice road, and it goes by many names: piston bully, snowcat, or groomer. Whatever you call it, it's big and it's red, and it's making it easier to drive on the river. Gux Leroux is the Bethel manager for Alaska Hovercraft, the company that's been grading the ice road. He says they're doing the new grading mostly to run their business.
We deliver mail on the ice road when it's safe.
Leroux says Alaska Hovercraft services 8 villages along the Kuskokwim, from Napakiak to Kasigluk to Tiluksak. They deliver mail using a hovercraft when conditions require, but most of the time in the winter, they just drive a truck on the frozen river. But the conditions on the ice road earlier this year didn't allow for that.
You know, this year, we had some fairly rough ice in front of Bethel and going down river.
So Leroux says they brought in the piston bully to smooth it out.
Before, it probably wouldn't be passable with a truck. And after the grader goes over it, maybe a few passes, you know. I mean, probably average 40 miles an hour with the vehicle now.
Last winter, Alaska Hovercraft graded a few miles in front of Bethel just to test the machine out. But this is the first year they've graded a significant portion of the ice road.
From Bethel all the way following the main river to Kweetluk and as far down as Napaskiak. We're eventually going to try to make it to Tuluksak is our plan, but the weather's been kind of a hamper.
Leroux has even more plans for the piston bully. He says the company wants to use the machine to go over land to deliver mail to communities like Quinnahock and Kipnuk. But that will require some permitting, so they'll have to wait to expand their mail delivery that way with a new vehicle. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in more ice news, temperatures in Bethel and the surrounding villages plunged below zero at the end of December and have stayed there, freezing pipes and backing up sewage. But despite the cold stretch that brought the year to an end, 2019 is now the warmest year on record for Bethel. After suffering through 2 weeks of below zero temperatures, it's hard for people in Bethel to imagine that 2019 is now the warmest year on record. Alaska climatologist Rick Toman says record-breaking temperatures toward the end of last winter tipped the scale.
March was impossibly warm across southwest Alaska, and that was a significant contributor.
February and March broke records for warm temperatures, and it came with tragic consequences. 2 men died falling through thin ice while driving on the frozen Kuskokwim River. Then there was the heat wave that swept through Alaska during July. Hundreds of salmon perished in the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, and scientists think it's very likely from heat stress. The average temperature for Bethel in 2019 was 36.8. That broke the previous record set in 2016 by only 1/10 of a degree.
Those 2 years are really in a class by themselves. There's no other year that has a temperature really within a degree of those 2 years.
But at least 5 years in the past decade have been the hottest in Bethel, according to nearly 100 years of record keeping. So far, the start of this winter has seen a freeze-up and a first frost closer to normal, with the long stretch of below zero temperatures. But Toman says to expect the trend of warmer winters to continue. And after more than a decade on the state Supreme Court, Justice Craig Stowers is stepping down. He's set to retire on June 1st. The Alaska Judicial Council is looking for a replacement. The council put out a call on January 3rd, saying it would take applications through Valentine's Day, February 14th. The council screens applications and then sends a list to the governor. According to Alaska's constitution, the governor is supposed to appoint someone within 45 days. Governor Mike Dunleavy threw that process into disarray in early 2019 when he refused to fill a Superior Court vacancy. Instead, he asked the council for more information on candidates it didn't recommend. That delay is one of the grounds for a petition to recall the governor. That petition is the subject of a lawsuit that is currently making its way through the court system. And it will be some time before a new justice is seated. The Judicial Council meets in mid-May and will send its recommendations to Dunleavy. Judicial Council Executive Director Suzanne DiPietro says that means a new justice may not be seated until August. The job pays just over $205,000 a year and is one of five justices on the state Supreme Court. And finally, Indigenous fans have taken to adopting Baby Yoda, declaring the new Disney character is Native. KNBA's Trip Krause talks with Alaska Native artists about the popularity of Baby Yoda and what it means for Indigenous representation.
One look at Baby Yoda and you can see why he's captured the hearts and minds of Indigenous people. He's cute, tiny, with big ears and big round black eyes that reflect the world around him. And he tries really hard to help, but he's also still playful like a baby experiencing the world for the first time. The hashtag, Native Baby Yoda, shows memes of him wearing a Pendleton coat in a traditional backboard, even playing A Tribe Called Red in a spaceship. Tristan Ognarok Morgan says that Baby Yoda memes captured her attention. The Inupiaq artist created a small painting of the character for a friend.
I've been so excited about the Baby Yoda memes and kind of us kind of claiming Baby Yoda as Native, which is really kind of ironic because you don't have that representation in pop culture.
Morgan says that previous Indigenous representation included a lot of stereotypes and didn't really show what it was like to be Native in a modern society.
Modernized. It was always something that was like in a Western film or referring to us as being in the past. So by bringing us into kind of the future, even way into the future where it's Star Wars, it's been a lot of fun kind of claiming this and adopting Baby Yoda as a Native baby.
The Mandalorian, a Disney Plus miniseries, features an intergalactic bounty hunter. He travels around space and rescues an alien creature that resembles a baby version of Yoda, a wise old Jedi featured in Star Wars movies. Oglala Lakota and Chicano writer Simon Moya Smith penned an opinion article for NBC. The gist of the article, we may never know what Baby Yoda actually is, but he's definitely Indigenous.
We see ourselves, or we see the little, tiny tots at powwows or protests or ceremony as Baby Yoda, learning the way. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he's the Indigenous kid that we were or that we see today.
Moya Smith says Indigenous artists have incorporated popular culture from Superman to Batman, even Star Wars, into Native designs before. But something about Baby Yoda, he says, took off. Sunny Guerin, who's Gwich'in Athabascan, is crocheting tiny Baby Yoda dolls for her kids. The dolls are small enough to cradle in an adult's hands. Guerin was introduced to the character when her kids made her watch an episode of Mandalorian.
I noticed the kids really liking him because he's got like these little super powers, but he's quiet and he's really reserved and just kind of floats around in this little carriage, I guess. But he doesn't use any of these powers until it's necessary. And so it's really kind of interesting to see as it develops a little character in there that he has these super awesome Jedi powers. So I think there's a portion of it that we're all little superheroes. So.
For Inupiaq artist Tristan Morgan, Baby Yoda is an opportunity for Native people to be a part of a community that may not necessarily have intended to include them.
I think it's really important for people to know that Indigenous people exist in modern times and we have modern interests. Like we bring in traditional values into our everyday lives, but it doesn't mean that we're all going to be traditional. And that's, it's really cool to be in spaces that don't necessarily have Indigenous people in them and then bringing Indigenous people in.
So for the foreseeable future, Native Baby Yoda and all the memes are sticking around. And while there may be some debate on whether the character is a Inupiaq or Ho-Chunk or a Oglala Lakota, one thing we know is that he's definitely Indigenous. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for UCTA News coming up.